After 5.5 years in a remote prison, a prominent Chinese dissident has been reunited with part of her family in Washington, D.C. Some human rights activists believe Rabia Kadir's release was timed to coincide with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice's recent trip to Beijing. NPR's Michelle Kellerman spoke with Kadir about her new life in exile.
Rabia Kadir at one point was a star in China, a self-made and very wealthy businesswoman in the impoverished region of Xinjiang. She was held up as a model for her ethnic Uyghur community, a Muslim population that speaks a Turkic language. She was given official Chinese government positions and represented China at the United Nations Conference on Women 10 years ago. But when she started talking about rights for Uyghurs, things started to turn for the worse, according to her daughter, Akita Ruzi, who interpreted our conversation.
They started pushing her out of the circle. That's when they actually realized who she was, what her purpose was, and she wanted to fight for her people, and they didn't like that.
Then in 1999, Kadir was arrested on her way to meet visitors from the U.S. Congressional Research Service. She had with her an open letter to Americans raising concerns about the lives of ethnic Uyghurs in western China.
This is like a call for help. That's what she called it. And they took the letter, and they took her prison, and they charged her with spying and offering state secrets across the border.
This feisty businesswoman with 11 children was held for 5.5 years, forbidden to speak to anyone while in prison. Human rights activists abroad took up her cause. Among them was John Kam, a former businessman who's now using his connections in China to help win prisoner releases. He says about a third of recent political arrests in China have been in the Xinjiang region, and he believes China's concerns about separatism is the main reason.
This particular release was very difficult and very touch and go. And the reason was that within China, within the Chinese government, there were groups that did not want to show any sign of weakness.
But Kam also saw an opening 1.5 years ago when he received a one-page statement from China's Ministry of Justice detailing Kadir's situation.
And they devoted an entire paragraph to extolling her previous work, saying very nice things about her indeed. That, to me, was very interesting. I have rarely seen something like that.
After a lot of international pressure, the Chinese release Rabia Kadir, they say on medical grounds. The 56-year-old calls her time in prison wasted years when she could have continued her charity work, helping women start in business. With 6 of her children back in China, she's careful not to describe herself as a separatist, but rather a nationalist. She says she'll spend her time in exile fighting for better economic opportunities and human rights for Uyghurs.
She sees herself first and foremost a fighter for human rights. I see them as a soldier for a human rights fight. And then she sees herself as a businesswoman. She always has ways to make money. She's good at that stuff, so she's going to do it in America. She's a mother. She's not just a mother for her children, but for all the Uyghurs. But she says she will make money.
When the State Department decided this year not to push for a resolution criticizing China at the UN Human Rights Commission, it cited Kadir's release as one reason. Kadir says she's grateful for the U.S. efforts to free her, but she says she'll encourage the U.S. to fight harder for the rights of China's ethnic Uyghurs.
Uyghur nation's like an orphan, and American government should take them under their wings.
She has high expectations, given the Bush administration's talk of placing democracy at the center of foreign policy. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.